Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA and Devon Whitney Deal, also from CESA, but who is also the market manager for the Greenfield Farmers Market that happens every Saturday. It's one of the markets that I attend most frequently, and the last one is tomorrow.
And when Devon's wearing her market hat, I can't tell her what to do.
Try.
Devon.
It's not going to work. I refuse.
But I love that farmers market. They're, you know, it's one of the first in the whole area that sort of sprouted the farmers market renaissance.
We are not officially the first. I have to give the first credit to Amherst because they deserve that.
Uh-huh.
But we are one of the first. We are 40 years this season, and we have two of our farmers that are still at the market. They were founding farmers of the farmers market, which is pretty cool.
Who are they?
Well, Monty, I should make you guess.
Clarkdale?
You betcha. That's
one.
Tom
okay.
Clark. And the other one was Rich Pascal from Shoestring Farm.
Oh.
It just so happens we're going to have Customer Appreciation Day, so we'll give you some hot cider. We got some apple cake, pumpkin bread, and mini maple muffins.
Nice.
For all the customers that come on out.
What about getting ready for Thanksgiving? Anything the market has to offer for that?
Oh, Monty. I mean, Thanksgiving's the best time of year to shop at a farmer's market because everything that you put on your plate can come from a local source. It's
That's
so
right.
cool. We will not have turkeys.
But you can get them at buylocalfood.org because we have a list of all the stores that are selling from local farms and the local farms that are selling direct. You got to get on the phone right away because a lot of the stores have sold out because a lot of the farms have sold out, but you still may have a shot at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now this is the transition period between the outdoor farmers market,
right.
which I should have mentioned, the Greenfield Farmers Market is outside in, you know, Court Square, outside City Hall and all that. And then there will be indoor farmers markets up and down the valley, which has also been exciting to watch
right.
happen over the course of the last several years when, you know, there were a couple of landmark farmers markets going on, and then those spread in the you know, the harvest season. And then there was the Greenfield indoor farmers market, and that was pretty much it. And now those have also spread over the last couple of years.
They have, and they've already, some of those have already started. Like Northampton has their Saturday winter market.
And East Hampton today on Friday, right?
Yep, exactly. But we also have Amherst outdoor summer market happening.
So still summer in Amherst is what you're saying, but
yeah.
winter everywhere else.
Summer and Greenfield.
Amherst is always contrarian.
Well, Greenfield's the same way. This
the
is the last of our
of summer
market.
Tomorrow
the winter paper. Market will start on December 6th. But yeah, it will be really exciting, and lots of vegetables will be on hand for Thanksgiving side dishes.
So, Devon, what am I going to find at the market that I'm going to be able to throw on the table?
You want some nice squash, some butternut or
yeah,
acorn
like
or kombucha. You've got that. You've got your potatoes. You've got parsnips. Sweet potatoes, definitely.
Right. Wines?
You know, Monty, I'm sorry to report that
our
we will not have...
Our wine guy's not going to be there?
No, he can't make it this week.
I've seen him there many times, though. He's going to make...
I know. We even have some dessert possibilities. Of course, you know, apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get the apples so you can make your own apple
right.
pie. We have maple syrup.
All right. Well, it's sad to see the summer go.
But tomorrow, the winter will be here with us.
It's here now. It's weird. Luckily, those winter markets
yeah.
will carry us through with the veg and all that sort of stuff to keep us going. And kudos to the 40 years of the Greenfield Outdoor
Wahoo!
Farmers Market.
Yeah.
And one of my heroes, Juanita Nelson, who was instrumental mm-hmm. in spearheading that, as well as the Free Harvest Supper, which happens in the same location in the real summertime. And to Devon Whitney Deal, who's the market manager of the Greenfield Farmers Market, and Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.